Do you think he ever genuinely saw himself living the rest of his life with you, you know, leaving her and actually, you know, all these plans that you had and you were checking out a house? Do you think he was ever really in it, or he was always sort of going backwards and forwards in his head?
No, he did see it, because she did ask for a divorce and he said yes. And I remember him coming home because I'll be a free man in 6 months. And we were planning so many different things. I always stepped into that time frame very gently. I don't hold it up to the point and say, yes, and it was going to be and go through it. I just knew she was always going to be looming. And I found out later, of course, she never thought that John and I were going to be together more than 2 weeks. I was told that. So she never said it to John. And she was always testing. That's why he never knew the reason why Paul came out. Paul was just out there, and he never knew that Yoko actually called him to send Paul out. So he never knew. I found out. Never knew that she also tried it with Aunt Mimi. And when Mimi found out, she left the scene. So everything that she kept saying wasn't happening, she was now getting desperate. So the last attempt was more of a desperate situation to get him back. She knew that if she didn't get this one, it was going to be more difficult because he was moving away further and further.
Do you believe that she hypnotized him?
That was a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a part.
Is there anything you would do different now, May now, today, dealing with Yoko? Would you have dealt with her in a different way? Do you think you could have outmaneuvered her?
You know what? The only thing I can do would have been to have been more forceful, but then she would have come back with some other stuff. So I don't know. It's outmaneuvering or not, but I was not going to go as low as some of the things that was done.
Yeah.
And to prove my point about that, one of John's things was, if once you're out of his life, you're out of his life, like Cynthia, like whoever, you don't ever think about it. He would just always call me and he would ask about me. And I think she knew that. I think Yoko knew that. And so there was always a careful watch because even he said that.
And how did you feel when it transitioned to that, where he was back with her and he's still in contact with you, he's still seeing you? How did that feel for you? Were you still hoping that one day you'd get together, or did you feel like you'd just been reduced to his thing on the side? I mean, how did you feel?
Are we doing a psychology thing here? No, we definitely talked about future.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to let myself get ahead of myself either. I just wanted John to be okay, because knowing him that well, I could hear he had nobody else to turn to or cry for help. You could hear the certain things that he wanted, and he couldn't talk to her.
Yeah.
He couldn't just talk to anybody. He tried, but not everybody was in that position to give him advice themselves.
To hear more of this interview, go to Buskin with the Beatles on Patreon. That's www.patreon.com/BWTB.